Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with John Eidsmo to get an update on the Roy Moore case. John, welcome back to the program.
Jerry, it's always good to be with you, and you ask such great questions, and you reach so many people, and without people like you to spread the truth, I don't know where we'd be.
Well, you're very kind, and maybe that's an overstatement, but here we go. Give us an update on Roy Moore's case, and for those not familiar with this, with the whole case, just go ahead and set the background, please.
Oh, okay. Roy Moore was the only person in history to have been removed as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court two times. And anyway, what's happened is that he was elected Chief Justice back in the year 2000 on a campaign of restoring the moral foundation of law. He placed the Ten Commandments in the judicial building and refused the order of a federal judge to remove it because he said, number one, you're misunderstanding the First Amendment, and number two, you have no authority to tell an Alabama court how to decorate its courtroom. This courtroom belongs to the people of Alabama, not to the federal judiciary. And for this, he was removed from office. The voters returned him to office in the year 2012, and here he has again stood against an order of the federal judiciary, the Obergefell decision on same-sex marriage. He has advised the probate judges who issue marriage licenses in this state that an Alabama Supreme Court order issued approximately a few months before the Supreme Court's decision that this order of the Alabama Supreme Court had not been nullified and remained in effect. As a result of this, he was brought up on charges that he has undermined confidence in the judiciary. He has brought the judiciary into disrespect and several other different ways of saying the exact same thing. But because of his stand, he was ordered by the court of the judiciary to be suspended for the remaining 2.5 years of his term, not revoked or not removed, because it takes a unanimous vote of the court to remove him, and they did not have a unanimous vote, but suspended without pay, which for practical purposes is really worse than being removed, because it means that technically he is still Chief Justice. He is still under the ethical constraints of being Chief Justice, meaning he cannot engage in business, he cannot engage in law practice, he cannot do the things that he needs to do to earn a living. And so it's quite a burden on him. Now, he has appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court, and the justices of the court have recused themselves, and as a result, a court has been appointed in their place. The justices, or retired judges, I should say, that have been appointed in his place are all retired judges, and we really don't know how they're going to look at this, but at any rate, we have a brief that is due on the, I believe it's the 7th of December, and the other side will submit its briefs and then replies and so on. And my anticipation will be we'll probably be having a hearing before this substitute Supreme Court sometime in either late January or early February, and maybe shortly after that we'll have a final answer as to what's going to happen.
Can you help me just to clarify a few things here? Okay, June of 2015 is when the Supreme Court issued its Obergefell decision saying, yes, same-sex marriage is the law of the land. Okay, that's when they did that. When,
that is correct.
When was it, it was before or after that Roy Moore wrote some, you know, memo, the one that he's gotten in trouble for? It was after the Obergefell decision, correct?
That's right. Well, first of all, the Alabama Supreme Court had issued an order in which they said that the Alabama provision of its constitution that prohibits same-sex marriage, a provision that the voters of Alabama adopted with 81% of the vote in 2006,
yeah.
The Alabama Supreme Court had issued a 6-0 decision in which they said that that order is constitutional.
And when did the Alabama Supreme Court issue that ruling?
That was before the Obergefell decision.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was in March.
Okay, so it was
3 or 4 months before.
But it was before Obergefell.
After Obergefell,
mm-hmm.
Several probate judges and a few others had asked the Alabama Supreme Court to clarify whether its order was still in effect. the Alabama Supreme Court did not act on that primarily, I think, because they were undecided among themselves. And so the order you're talking about, or the letter we should probably call it, that you're talking about, was then issued by Chief Justice Moore exactly 6 months after the Obergefell decision, which would have placed it in, I believe, late December of 2016.
Or perhaps January is what I've...
15. Yeah. It might have been January.
Yeah, January 2016. In any event, it was... Okay, so it's a half a year or so after Obergefell.
That's right.
And in that, he basically says that, hey, the voters of Alabama did vote 81%, or what did he say specifically in that memo?
Basically, he said that we have that amendment to our state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that that amendment is constitutional, and that amendment, or that decision of the Alabama Supreme Court, has not been revoked. It is still in effect. And he did not go on to say, I'm telling you what to do about it. He's not saying, I'm telling you to defy the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm telling you to refuse to issue marriage licenses. He just said that order is still in effect, and in effect, to do what you feel right then.
Okay,
so,
now,
And he did so because the Supreme Court itself, the Alabama Supreme Court itself, had sat on the matter for some 6 months without ruling.
Right. So, okay, so Roy Moore makes this issue, and this is, it was that memo or that letter, that communique that got him in trouble. Now,
that's
here's
the main thing, yes.
Yes. Now, you're a constitutional attorney, and it seems to me, maybe from past conversations with you or with others, maybe Matt Staver, I don't remember, but the Obergefell was an Ohio-based decision, right? It emanated from Ohio, and it included a few other states, but not Alabama amongst them. Is it possible?
That is correct. It was,
okay. Can a case be made that Obergefell applies to Ohio and, you know, XYZ state, but not Alabama?
There could be an argument to that effect. It actually would apply to the states within the Fifth Circuit that had been at issue there, Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee. Whether it applies outside that circuit and whether it applies to places where the ban on same-sex marriage might be worded differently, or, as in Alabama, a state constitutional amendment rather than simply a statute, all of those are legitimate matters for debate and discussion. And the chief did not even say there that you need to disobey Obergefell. He just said the Alabama order is still in effect and said nothing further. Now, here's the point that I would make.
And can I ask you real fast, John? Because I happen to know the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is in New Orleans. I've seen it. I've photographed the building. I mean, just...
I meant to say the Fourth Circuit.
Fourth Circuit. Oh, okay. Which is based in where? Chicago or...?
It's somewhere in the upper Midwest.
Okay.
I don't remember which...
All right. Go ahead. Proceed, sir.
Anyway, the way I look at this, this is really a fundamental disagreement on judicial philosophy. Disagreement as to the role of the state courts versus the federal courts. When the Founding Fathers drafted the Constitution and set up the provision in the Constitution, Article 3, that establishes the Supreme Court, what relation was that court supposed to have to the state courts? Could they ever resist it, and so on? All of these are matters of differences of philosophy. They were debated back in the colonial days. They were debated at the convention. They've been debated in courts and legislatures ever since. And it is not an ethical violation. It is a difference in philosophy.
Right.
And differences in philosophy are resolved by debate, by litigation, by legislation, and so on. The way to resolve these is not by charging those who disagree with you with ethical violations and silencing them by removing them, which is what Chief Justice Moore's opponents have done here. Rather, it's to go through the regular route like that. And that's the point I'm making, is why I think this whole action is bogus. It is politically correct nonsense. It is an attempt to silence those who believe in traditional marriage. And my hope is that it won't stand up.
Well, there are two Alabama state senators, according to Matt Staver, And according to the Alabama Political Reporter, Senators Dick Brubaker and Bill Hightower are offering constitutional amendments that would rein in the Judicial Inquiry Commission and the Court of the Judiciary in Alabama. Those, I guess, are the agencies that were coming down hard on Roy Moore. Interesting, Matt Staver goes on to say that the Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics at Harvard 2014 corruption study lists Alabama as one of the highest-ranking states regarding legal and illegal corruption in the judicial branch. I mean, the idea that the Judicial Inquiry Committee could find this guy kind of you're guilty before proven guilty is just, it's hard to stomach.
Well, here's something interesting about this, too. We had another case before the Court of the Judiciary at the same time. This involved a veteran judge, a judge who I trust our listeners know what we mean by sexting, that is, texting photos, obscene photos and so on.
Anthony Weiner type stuff.
This judge engaged in sexting with a female litigant who was currently trying a case in his court.
Wow.
And for this, the Court of the Judiciary suspended him for 6 months. They suspend Chief Justice Moore for 2.5 years.
Wow.
I mean, that shows the disparity here, and obviously we agree that there is a need for enforcement of judicial ethics, and we can't have crookedness on the bench, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
But anyway, I know Senator Brubaker very well. He's a very fine Christian man, and I don't know Hightower as well, but I trust just as well of him, too. The amendment to the Alabama State Constitution that they are proposing would, as I understand it, put Alabama's procedure for correcting deviance in judges much in line with the way most other states in the country do it. And that would place it in the legislature and say that judges who are engaged in misconduct can be impeached and removed by, I believe their bill would say, a two-thirds vote of each house of the state legislature. And the benefit there is those bodies, the House and the Senate, are elected by the people, so that would be the people cleaning up their judiciary. As it is, the Judicial Inquiry Commission that brings charges is composed of 4 judges and 2 lawyers and 3 non-lawyers who are selected by the governor and then confirmed by the Senate. When they bring charges, the Court of the Judiciary hears those charges. And anyway, this is a body that's composed of 1 appellate judge who is selected by the justices of the Supreme Court, 2 circuit and 1 district judge who are selected by the District Judges Association, 2 lawyers who are selected by the state bar, and 3 non-lawyers who are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. In other words, these are bodies that are not directly responsible to the people, and yet they're riding herd on judges that are elected by the people. This way, those that would be riding herd would be people who are in the legislature, people who are elected by the people, and we think that's just a much better procedure, and I'm very much hopeful that these amendments will get through the legislature in the next term and then be on the ballot for Alabama voters to approve in the next election.
All right, we have 30 seconds to wrap up. What would you like to say in closing with this update on
Moore? Pray for the state of Alabama. Pray for us here at the Foundation for Moral Law. And pray that we will have judges that stand for the truth of the higher law of God.
Yeah, I there's no better judge in America than Roy Moore. And here the guy is being crucified for all the wrong reasons. Or maybe all the right reasons, I should say. Your website is morallaw.org, I believe.
Morallaw.org, that's right.
John Eidsmo, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
You too, Jerry. God bless you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.